So I have a fun fact for you. Do you know that 97% of our worries never materialize? Yep. We are worrying and we're overwhelmed and we're emotionally unstable and negative and we're going crazy in our head. 97% of that never materializes to what we think it will. Oh my goodness. Well, that's good news, right? It's not like a bad thing. It's good news. But then it's like, I spent so much energy worrying. I spent so much energy depressed, negative, anxious. What in the world? Wait. How can I stop that then? If it's only 97%. So, like, how do I stop this feeling? Because it's obviously not real. What do I do? Because I can't make this go away. That's what we're going to answer today in the podcast. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslim, coming to you every week. And we are talking today about fear and overcoming it and all the anxiety and the depression and all that great stuff that happens after the fear when the fear is extended for prolonged periods of time. And like you heard in the intro, 97% of what we're afraid of and worried about doesn't even manifest. Like it doesn't even happen. It doesn't even materialize. So that means we're wasting a ton of energy. We could, in fact, be ruining relationships. We could be making things worse than they are, walking around procrastinating because of our sadness or fear. You know, like these things seep into the different areas of our lives. So today we're going to be talking in the podcast is educating us on the next steps to stop that from happening. This is probably going to be a part one, part two, but inshallah, I think this is so needed because we're getting so many requests on this. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima. About 25 plus years of experience, mom of five, big sister to the community here. And what we do differently here is we don't just talk about the problems and, you know, with ourselves or guests, we actually give you the step-by-step how to, so you could go and have the tools to take care of it in your life and literally the transference and do it all. And so if you want to know even some physical copies of things, some free downloadables, some free ebooks, some free classes on more stuff outside the podcast, we have that too. This is just the beginning. We have a website, www.mindful-muslim.com. Now, from the intro you heard exactly what I said. So much of this stuff is not even true and it's seeping into our lives. So let's talk about what we can do about it. I'm going to dive into that right now with some very shocking facts. I know you're going to want to stick around in here because it's crazy how things just happen in our mind and we believe they're facts, but they're actually not. And when you understand your fear and what it's based in, it's so much easier to let go of it and that anxiety that comes with all of that. So buckle up. We got some things to talk about. Like I said, it's going to be a part one, part two series. Inshallah ta'ala. Right before I start, I will give you the two big announcements that everybody is DMing me about just to like set the record straight here and make sure everybody gets the same info because so many of you guys listen here. The first one is, yes, we have a free class on, it's like a temporary one-time class on Muslima professionals. It's coming up December 17th, but it's already open for registration. Many of you follow me on Instagram at Mindful Muslima. You can talk to me there and DM me about it if you want. But the flyer's all around. I think it's up on my stories and so forth, but I'll try to see if I can put a link below. Get in there. You're going to save your seat now because once it fills up, we just cap it. Okay, but that's a free class. We're going to teach you how to do your career and plan your next 10 years, take your questions on why you're struggling, whether it is to build your own business and brand or to work somewhere else and get up the ladder as a Muslima professional. That's one. Number two, we have been bombarded with questions about the Black Friday deal that we have. And just so you guys know, when you do Black Friday, it's more about like the ethics of how you choose to do Black Friday, right? If you know there's these companies that are funding horrible things for Israel, then, you know, obviously don't buy those. Some people were asking questions about like where our stance is, just so it's clear. We are people who, we actually have teachers from Gaza. We actually provide services for women from Palestine 100% free. And anything that you do that you like, join our courses or our memberships or anything, it goes towards only helping more women, not just in Palestine, but anywhere in the world for free. And so that's what working with us, you know, helps. And so anyway, just to say this before I dive into the podcast, right now we're having 50 to 70% off on either courses or membership and sisterhood and packages access. And so you're not going to miss those because they're only for a couple days. We do our Black Friday a little bit early. We like to catch it within this week. So these will only be a couple days. People are asking me when they're going to end. This week is when they're supposed to end. So how are you going to get access to what we have going on? Just go to our website. It'll be right there on the first page, www.mindful-melissima.com. All right, let's get to it. These are crazy facts I'm going to drop here, because once you realize just the ABCs of fears, you're just like, oh, that's what it is. And it makes it so much easier to deal with the negative thoughts in your head and then adjust. That's what we're all about here, just helping women take back control from you feeling sad, emotional, overwhelmed, and like, you know, it's the end of the world and everything's dark and gloomy, to, oh, I actually, this is all it is. Oh, I have options. You know, what can I do? And by the way, anything you need help with, you know, you can always DM me on Instagram and my team will be happy to help you with how to talk to me on the phone. I talk to many women, like maybe 100 plus countries. Okay. All right, let's talk. Which fears are real and which are imagined? So, you know, just being a person who has had access to so many people around the world and talking to so many, you know, different psychologists or neurobiologists, I want you to know there's only two real fears: the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. You are born with those two. That's it. Everything else was learned. Okay. And this happens from the way we're brought up, our life experiences, different things that happen. If the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises were the only two fears that we're born with, this means every single other one is learned, right? That's what I'm saying. So they come from our environment, listening to friends, family, what's happening in our society. If your parents are people who are constantly in fear, like I have a lot of this in my family, it's actually, by the way, a little genetic. That's a whole nother conversation. So if you had a grandmother who was like always in fear and anxiety, and she had your mother in the womb and then mother had you, there's a lot of science around that being genetic. So you having those that predisposition to fear and anxiety is not your fault. But we do have to live with it. So don't we want to fix it? I think so. I spent a lot of time discussing these things with people. And I want to tell you that there are like five versions of fear outside of those two. Okay. We have the fear of failure, right? And this is when you I can't reach my goals. And then so I can't make decisions. I'm going to procrastinate. And this is that part of you, if you feel like it's all based around like you not being able to achieve, right? There's the fear of rejection, right? People telling you no, or they don't love you, like in a relationship or in your career. We'll be talking about career. There's definite fears around career. So you're going to make some connections between this and the upcoming workshop. The fear of success. Like, oh my gosh, nothing's worked out for me for so long. So I'm almost sabotaging myself because I think success is not even possible, right? Just by that alone. Fear of being a fraud or that whole like imposter syndrome thing, that's real. Fear of being exposed is not really religious or not really honest or good or loving or hardworking or whatever it is. And then there's a fear of abandonment. A lot of our sisters suffer from this, obviously, because they've been through divorces themselves, or maybe their parents were divorced. Maybe you feel abandoned by your father or your husband or some type of a situation. And that's very, very normal to feel those things. And, you know, each of these fears come down to one thought: I'm not enough. And because I'm not enough, I'll never be loved. You don't even have to say that to yourself in your head. Do you know that? That's actually like what's happening in your subconscious. So what I want you to think about is this unhealthy negative thought that I just said: I'm not enough. And because I'm not enough, I'm not going to get a good guy. I'm not going to get a good spouse. I'm not going to be loved. I'm not going to be happy, right? We have this unhealthy fear of these things, right? Failure, rejection, success, fraud, abandonment. Then we have that negative thought, then life is gloom and doom. There's one other fear I didn't mention that psychologists and scientists won't talk about because the majority of them are non-Muslim. I'm not saying they're not Muslim ones. There definitely are. And we have definitely a leg into the origins of psychology as Muslims, alhamdulillah. But I want to talk about the healthy fear, which is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the one that keeps a balance. So not all fear is bad and negative, right? Fear is actually good. It's a defense mechanism, right? The primal fears, you know, help us like, you know, keep out of danger, right? Every summer, my family goes camping and there are bears when you go camping. And if you're not privy to not leaving your food out, bears will not only come and, you know, ransack your whole campsite, but if you're silly enough to bring snacks into your tent, ooh, you have some real something to be afraid of, right? Those are primal fears. Those are real things, right? If you're walking with your flashlight to go use the loo in the night and then all of a sudden something could get you, yeah, that could be a real fear. Those are primal fears. But the rest of them are more like intellectual fears. Nothing's going to eat us. We're just worried about whether we're good enough, smart enough, attractive enough, whether that person's going to hurt us. The pain and the fear are the two things that intellectual fears, it's all about like avoiding pain and avoiding like, you know, the actual, those things that could actually be traumatizing in our life. And you know what's crazy is primal fears are serving a function, right? They have a function. They keep us safe. But the crazy thing is the two types of fears cause the same feeling in your body. I did one of my most famous free classes on emotions and the fact that, and I said this to women, you could sit in front of a TV and you could be watching a scary movie on a Friday night, not that I encourage it, right? And you could have the hairs stand up on your arms. Someone could rap, tat, tat on the window. Maybe a branch hits it. And you're like, oh, you know, I'm scared. Oh, there's a noise. Oh, I'm laying in my bed. Oh, why are we afraid? That wasn't even like, we're not actually in any danger. And then I could also stick me, like I said, in the campsite with a real live black bear or brown bear. Or I could put me in a lion with a lion in the middle of a jungle. Now I have something to really be afraid of. Guess what? Our body responds in the same way. You know, and the crazy thing is no matter how long, you know, the earth has been, you know, there and the environments have changed one after the other, us as humans haven't. Our brains haven't in that meaning. Like our brains just don't change with time. And so we were made the way we were made by Allah. And from that, here we are. But there's this secret to getting rid of that fear. And I want to talk to that in a second, right? There's that secret. And the secret is very much related to just getting a grip on it and embracing it instead of trying to get rid of it. Most of us are trying to get rid of it. Most of us are trying to get rid of fear, stop being anxious, stop being worried, stop being everything. But instead, what we need to do is we need to embrace it. But how? Well, the truth is we teach this at Mindfulness. Remember when I said back in the beginning about all those things we have, 50 to 70% off, yada, yada. One of the most famous courses that we have is the Mastering Your Emotions course. And I'm going to tell you a couple things that are in it that are very much related to this. Learning how to love yourself, accept yourself, shut off the negative thoughts in your head. Shut off the need to have other people to give you approval. Could be parents, family members, husbands. How to control any part of the negativity within the moment that we have that thought and how to switch it to something more positive. And it doesn't surprise me that one of the most common questions people ask me is how do I get rid of my fear? Because we're all having it. But it literally is actually just a set of tools. And once you know how common fear is and how normal it is, and then we're like, okay, so everybody has that. Like, it's not because I'm crazy. It's not because I'm depressed. It's not because I'm a bad person and I can't manage my feelings. I can't, you know, multitask as a mother and a career woman. It's not because of me. It's because of what it is. And as soon as I learn how to master that fear, it's going to be better. So part one, step one today was that, talking about that fear, the different types of fear, kind of how it shows up in our life. And in part two, we're going to be talking even more about what to do with that and what it teaches us about ourselves and what we have to do to pivot. I look forward to talking to you in the next podcast. Don't forget, if you're interested in the Muslima Professional Workshop, you can always DM me on Instagram or check a link below, or you can check out our website for that and the Black Friday deals, www.mindful-muslim.com. They'll be there for maybe a couple days more. See y'all in the next podcast.